Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
Nicholas Leach, Vice President, CIBC Asset Management. Capital markets have seen a tremendous amount of volatility over the past 18 months. The high yield market, credit markets in general, and equity markets all bottomed out at around the same time, mid-February 2016. And that actually coincided with the bottom of oil prices. Since then, the high yield market has posted one of the strongest gains since 2009, which was the recovery from the depths of the financial crisis. Total return up 18% from the bottom in mid-February. And this recovery is actually a mirror image of the negative returns that we saw in 2015. Energy and materials were the two sectors that led the market down in 2015, and now they're leading the recovery in 2016. If we look at year-to-date market returns, high yield as a whole is up 12%. But within that, the energy sector is up 26%, and metals and mining is up 32%. There's also a big divergence in terms of quality. We have the stronger credits, the stronger double Bs that are up 9%, and then the lower quality triple Cs are up 21%. In terms of our positioning, we have been underweight energy, and we have been overweight basic materials. So that those two weights have really offset each other. We've also had a slight overweight in telecom. But if you look at the higher beta sectors, for example, energy, I would describe our exposure within this sector as very conservative. We do have a 10% weight, but half of that weight is in downstream and midstream companies. So if we think about companies such as pipeline companies, distribution, storage, and even retail gas stations, these types of businesses, while they are included in the energy sector, are not very sensitive to commodity prices. And our positioning is really helping the performance in 2016. In fact, we've made up all of that lost ground that we saw in 2015. And throughout all of this volatility over the past 18 months, we've maintained our discipline. I think this recent volatility is a true testament to the importance of a consistent, analytical strategy and approach, and avoiding falling into that emotional trap or letting fear and greed drive investment decisions. So we stuck with our pricing models, and we continue to base our investment decisions on the relative value between intrinsic credit spreads and market credit spreads. And in fact, we held on to many of these companies at the bottom and even topped up at the bottom of the market. So in times of extreme volatility and risk aversion, the selling becomes indiscriminate, and it creates many opportunities. It actually creates many opportunities to upgrade the credit quality of the portfolio. And that's what we had been doing, and we continue to do that today. In many situations, we were holding on to those companies that we purchased at the bottom of the cycle, but now we're moving up in the capital structure. So, for example, we would be swapping out of the company's unsecured bonds into the secured bonds.